Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 79 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, and I am coming to you today from Waco, Texas, at the Region 12 Education Service Center here in Waco. And we're doing a conference with some elementary teachers. It's been really great. And they've got something that I thought was pretty cool that I knew I had to share with all of you. And it has to do with augmented reality and kind of a real practical way that I think this could be used around schools and even used in lessons in the classroom too. So I've got Josh Essery and Andy McNair from Region 12 that are going to talk a little bit about what they do. And so, Josh, this all kind of started with a new influx of student artwork that was hung up in the hallway, right?
Right. So at the service center, we always feature all of the artwork from around the district from students in elementary schools and high schools and middle schools. And the artwork is beautiful. Everybody loves looking at the artwork. But when you look at artwork, you always have kind of the same questions, you know, like, oh, I wonder who did this? What kind of person did this? Or why did they do this? Was there a story behind it? So we kind of wanted to leverage some of the technology that we have access to, like augmented reality, to try to tell those stories. And we originally thought of QR codes first. And we're like, well, we could do QR codes, but we could probably do more. So we thought of augmented reality, and we thought of Erasmus. But Erasmus has come and gone and has been bought out by HP and is now HP Reveal. So HP Reveal is what we used for the augmented reality. And essentially all we did was we took a picture of every artwork that's been hung up. And then we had all of the students that submitted artwork to create a 10 to 20 second video just saying who they are, what their painting or their drawing is, and why they did it or what they like about it. And just kind of reflect on it in a 15, 20 minute chunk. And then we attach that video to their artwork. So whenever somebody with the HP Reveal app follows our channel, scans the picture or the artwork, the video will show up superimposed either on the side of the wall or in a corner of the painting of the student explaining what they did and why they did it.
Yeah.
So it's really cool, and just to see our customers' faces just like light up with excitement, like this is the coolest thing ever. So it's really cool.
Yeah.
And I think the thing sometimes that people may stumble on with this is they see this whole augmented reality thing and they're like, oh, that's way too complicated. I couldn't do it. It basically just comes down to taking a picture of the thing and then getting a picture or a video that you want to overlay on the top of it. And that's really about as complicated as it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, you can get super elaborate with it if you want to. But, I mean, the basic element is you have a picture or an image of some sort, and then you're just attaching another image or a video, some kind of media with it to just go along with that.
Yeah.
And the trick, obviously, to make them all work is you've got to follow your channel on HP. HP Reveal.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I still remember it back when it was Erasmus. I'm still making the transition. And so, Andy, we were talking about how this idea of using some of this augmented reality where you're creating it, you're, you know, getting that trigger image and you're laying a video or a picture over the top of it, this could totally cross over into the classroom, right?
Yep, it sure can. And I think that so many educators are using augmented reality in very cool ways. I think that, you know, several educators use it for reflection. And I think that that's the most powerful way to use augmented reality is to have students create or produce something and then attach a video of them reflecting or sharing their why behind whatever they created and produced. And I think so often, one of the things that I tell teachers all the time is so often we send home, you know, a worksheet or we send home something that can be sent home. And what parents don't understand it, there was a really cool experience that was done in class. And so they don't get to see that experience. And oftentimes when kids go home and we ask them, you know, hey, what did you do at school today? They say, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Uh-huh. When the reality was they did something very cool. They've just had a lot of things in between then and now. So attaching a video of the experience that you did in the classroom to that assignment gives the parents a way to interact. And so I think one cool way to do that is to have some type of symbol that you attach to the things that you send home so that parents know from the very beginning, if I see this symbol on something that's sent home with my child, I know that augmented reality is attached and I can, hover my phone over it and get to see what they did.
Yeah,
That's so cool. And some of the other things I've seen people do with this is, like, on the first day of school, they'll get a picture of every kid in the class and hang them up on the wall and then attach a little video to it so they can introduce themselves. I've seen it with book trailers before. You know, you use the picture of the cover of the book as the trigger, and then you get a student that's talking about it. And yeah, I think the opportunities are kind of endless on all of this. So, this is so cool. So, so augmented reality using HP Reveal. It's not as hard as you might think, and there's some really cool connections to the classroom. So thank you guys so much for talking about this. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.